Hello and welcome to Three Good Good Boys. On today's episode, Eli has never tried soda bread. Anderson hates puns. And Duke really likes light up Skechers. Enjoy!
Hello and welcome. We've podcast our rod and we've got you hook, line, and sinker.
I'm Eli, the one you may know as the shortest.
I'm Anderson, the epicest.
I'm Duke, the scourge of the realm, the wisest of all, and the tall one. Welcome to our podcast. What are we talking about today, Anderson?
So we're going to be talking about clothes and just clothes.
Okay, sure. Cool. So, what specifically? I mean, clothes in general. I just got some new shirts. I've been wearing a lot. Like, cool colors. I like solid color shirts.
Mm-hmm. For some reason, I feel like there's so many shirts for kids that are just, like, that have, like, weird designs on them or puns or something.
Really bad puns too, or like just jokes about like what the parents.
Yeah, exactly. It's jokes that the parents would like, and like I mean kids like puns too, don't get me wrong, but you're a kid, you don't want puns like on your shirt.
Also, I mean, if you're a really young kid, you have no idea of, like, knowing what you're wearing. For all you know, like, I've seen some kids at Disney World, I think. There's this weird trend going around where it's, like, and then they all wear, like, these scheme shirts that are, like, kind of gross. Where it's, like, the dad is wearing one, like, I spent tons of money on this. And then the kids are, like, we're just having fun. And then the mom is, like, I hate him. It's, like, how is that a good family scheme? It's kind of weird.
Exactly.
Also, something I don't really care that much about what I wear. I just really care about wearing dry fit.
Exactly. If you're super active, then dry fit is something that is, like, super influential. Because, like, you need to keep cool when you're, like, running around or something.
I feel like they're super active. And I'm not, so it's, like, a good comparison of, like, I like wearing clothes that are more, like, a good color scheme. Like, I'll wear navy or black shorts. Actually, right now, I'm wearing a dark gray shirt and navy shorts. And it's, like, I like to plan out my color scheme, so it's, like, right now, today, I'm going to wear a yellow shirt with green-blue stripes on it and black shorts and then tan flip-flops so all the color goes together.
Yeah.
You know, like, or, and then maybe if, like, I'm wearing, like, a rust-colored shirt with navy shorts, and then, like, a navy hat, and, navy shoes, then I've got, like, a pop of color, and then predominantly another color. That's what I'll do a lot of the time for what I'm wearing.
Yeah, but if it's a normal day, I'm wearing, like, black, athletic shorts and a dry fit t-shirt and socks and shoes to just go around, and they're just so much more comfortable than having to worry about, like, the color of, like, matching my shorts with my shirt or my shoes with my shirt or something like that.
Yeah.
Because it's like I don't want to have to spend 30 minutes out of my day just thinking about
matching my
shirt with my shorts. I want to spend those 30 minutes playing outside or playing with my friends or something.
Well, so the one thing that I do, so I have like pretty bland shirts. Like, what I'm wearing right now is a Nike navy blue shirt and just blue with a blue shorts with black stripes and the white squares in the stripes. But I really like, if I can't wear an outfit if I don't have good-looking shoes.
Yeah, that's... Actually, it's not necessarily good-looking shoes for me. But it's, like, the comfortableness of the shoes. And so, like, it's more comfortable for me to have running shoes on than, like, dress shoes. Because even if they may look a lot better with my shirt and stuff, it just feels so much better to be able to get up and move. I don't know.
In general, like, my kind of shoes I'll wear is I'll have, like, Vans, like, slip-ons. Because, like, I agree with you. I like trying to, like, just get something together. Like, that's why I was talking about, like, planning something before I go and wear it. It's like, whenever I'm purchasing things, I just try and buy things that will go together all together well. And so, like, if I'm getting shoes, I'll go to, like, wherever I'm going to get shoes from. Like, for example, a Van store. And I'm thinking, okay, I've got, like, navy blue is my main color for most of my outfits. And then I've got, like, some pops of color shirts. So I'll go with maroon shoes, because that fits with all of my colors or whatever. I like to, like, put thought into what I'm going to look like when I'm wearing the clothes, but do it so that I don't have to put thought into it when I'm, like, waking up, and I can just grab two random shirts and it'll look good.
Well, so, like I was saying earlier, I meant, like, my shoes have to be, like, athletic shoes, so they have to be comfortable, but they have to look good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
I just wear black shoes most of the time.
I like weird shoes. Like, the shoes I have right now, my normal athletic shoes, they're black. So they're, like, German flag color. And then they say on the shoes, in multiple different languages, the brand with three stripes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're really cool.
That's cool. Yeah, that actually is really cool. I like stuff like that where it's like, I don't know, it's kind of hard to describe. Just something that's kind of planned out like that. And, like, it's branding, but not, like, super weird branding.
Yeah. Like, it's Adidas because it's the brand with three stripes, but it doesn't just have, like, the logo on it. It just says what it is.
And I feel like... Yeah, you can go. Sorry.
On the back of the shoes, it says it in German because Adidas is a German company.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people don't take risks. A lot of people take risks with, like, the brands of shirts they wear or, like, the brands of shorts they wear. But I feel like not many people take risks with shoes because, like, shoes are kind of more permanent than anything else. But
yeah.
Personally, like, I love Nikes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But there are other brands that I could like more. And I found this really good brand for me, personally. It's called Ultra, I think. And they're just specially for running. And so, they're super flat shoes, and so, there's no, like, extra heel, like with Nikes or, other tennis shoes.
Well, so, me, I really like doing Adidas and Nikes because Under Armour, I do so much activity that, and the way I walk is on the tip of my toes, so Under Armour shoes... I destroy them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I mean, if I'm gonna be honest, my dream shoe is just, like, light-up Skechers. That's all I wear if I'm gonna...
Oh, light-up Skechers, yeah.
light up Skechers. There's a rumor going around if you wear light up Skechers that they just you get actually magic powers, and you
can float sometimes.
Can float, and apparently Skechers spring boosted can make you jump up to 15 feet.
I haven't heard that yet.
Skechers spring boosted, they can make you jump up to... How have you not heard about this? Look at I think it's from 1997. If you look up Skechers spring boosted, here we go. Skechers spring boosted spring motion. Let's see. Skechers, no, that's women's shoes. Skechers spring boosted.
I don't get why people spring boosted shoes. cheating.
Hey, yeah. Don't you diss my Skechers. Don't you dare.
Weren't those, advertised, 2 or 3 years ago, though?
No, it's recent. Now, don't you dare. What? Don't you dare touch
my Skechers. Did you see those ads of those?
It was people on, trampoline, but they would...
And it was, that superhero, and he was... using his Skechers to to defeat evil or something.
Yeah, you would jump above them and then jump down on them. Something like that. Bro, those were the good days. The
Skechers,
good days.
I mean, honestly, if Skechers are... Skechers, I don't actually like Skechers, but Skechers are very reminiscent of,
childhood.
But, we're still children, I guess, but, childhood, early
primary. A stereotype of you have to have Skechers when you're a 5-year-old.
You know those ads of, the twinkle toes, and they're, jumping up on a mattress.
Don't you diss my Twinkle Toes. Those were the bomb, bro.
Twinkle Toes were actually fire.
The male Twinkle Toes were there were all the fairy ones, and then you got the Batman Twinkle Toes. Bro. Those were the best.
The black ones with red lights, and when you stomp, man.
Oh man, those were fire.
Something I find interesting is how the way that people wear dress shoes has changed so much. It used to be you would just wear dress shoes, but now there's Jordans. People wear Jordans instead of dress shoes, and everyone thinks it's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, it's the new trend. If you wear Jordan 4s to a really nice restaurant, no one's gonna care.
Yeah.
But I mean, definitely, fashion-wise, the trends have shifted a lot.
The Jordans are, the biggest part of fashion right now.
Really?
I never got those kind of shoes, because they just seem too... I don't know if this is necessarily the right word, but, flamboyant.
I was in a phase where I was wearing basket... I was in a phase where I was wearing basketball shoes for a while. They're not really comfortable. I think it's just the fact that everyone knows that they're expensive, maybe. It's kind of like a flexing thing. look at my shoes. They're so expensive.
Look at my Jordans. I had a friend that went to my school a couple years ago who had those shoes, but he literally wouldn't wear them because they were too expensive. Why buy shoes if you're not gonna wear them?
What was their name? We can always bleep it out.
Wasn't it?
No, it's not really relevant.
Yeah, it's not true. Really relevant.
I think the reason that Jordans are really big for dress shoes is because it used to be you would wear a suit to or a tuxedo or that stuff. But now people are getting all like funky with dress stuff. And so now it's like multiple different colors of stuff. So now you could wear like a red jacket and no one would care.
Like and a red jacket and a white blue undershirt and like I mean, it kind of looks good though.
With dress shoes, but that it doesn't look as good as if you had like gray and blue Jordans on.
Yeah, that wouldn't be as acceptable. Like, ask someone 5-10 years ago if that would be okay to go to like a formal meeting with that kind of clothes on. I doubt they would say yes. Yeah.
But now they like, don't you know how, like, all the award shows, there's all that stuff? Well, so, for the award shows, there's, like, all of the red carpet stuff. You'll see a lot of people wearing Jordans.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I don't know.
It matters who it is. Because like... some people are, like, big, like them more, and some people don't. It matters.
I'm thinking, like, prime fashion is more to me, like, designer, like, handcrafted designer stuff, is what I think about.
Yeah.
I think clothes are way too expensive right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, so, one thing I really like to wear are hoodies.
Hoodies, yeah. Hoodies are very nice to have on. Even if it gets super hot and
I think that they look good.
Yeah, they look good. I feel like hoods.
I don't know. I like,
old man jackets.
Old man jackets, yeah.
I like, it's like when it gets chilly, I'll wear like a hoodie. But most of the time I do just like t-shirts, shorts, and then whenever it gets really chilly, like, I'll do, like, some kind of tweed pattern pants and a t-shirt with a hoodie. And that normally keeps me warm enough. I like simple, casual kind of style. I don't really love, formal for cold weather.
I mean, a lot of stuff is... There's a lot of cool stuff that you can wear that a lot of people don't discover.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I guess.
I like formal for, well, I don't know. I like, whenever I go to, like, fancy dinners, I enjoy dressing up formally, I don't know how to speak. I enjoy dressing up, like, formal. But I don't know,
it's
like...
formal attire?
I enjoy dressing up... Okay, let me articulate better. I enjoy dressing up formal. Like, it's something that I do enjoy. But, I don't really like dressing up formal for, like, cold... I don't know how to articulate this well. I like dressing up for... like, going to restaurants and stuff, but I don't like dressing up just for, like, whenever, if that makes sense. Like, I enjoy dressing up, it's fun to me, but I don't like,
you don't think it's comfortable enough to wear.
Well, I think it's comfortable. I don't like spending time every day to dress up, formally.
Well, so, one thing about shoes that I find really cool is... say you get, like, some sort of rare pair of shoes. Like, say you got the Travis Scott Jordan 1s, which go for $1,000. So, basically, shoes are like a stock market. You can buy them and then sell them for, like, triple the value. It matters what type of shoes they are.
Like, investing in shoes. Like... you would think that if, newer shoes, like 2 or 3 years back, they would go down in value, But really, if you get super nice shoes, they're going to go up in value, right?
But you can't wear them. So if you just don't wear them, if they're rare shoes, like Travis Scott has Jordan shoes for Nike, makes like rebranded colorways for Nike, and it's the opposite way of the swoosh. So his shoes retailed for like $200, the Jordan ones, but if you resell them, they sell for $1,000.
Yeah, exactly. It's just insane to me that people would buy $1,000 shoes.
Like, it's mainly marketed for like rich people who are really into that type of thing, I think.
I get that, but like, why would you
make all their money from just buying a $200 pair of shoe and reselling it?
You could get the exact same, unless you're doing that as like your kind of job. I don't get why you would buy a really expensive shoe, because you can get the exact same feel of a shoe and somewhat the same look of a shoe for $800 less.
I understand more.
Are shoe collectors.
I'd understand more if it really was like the stock market, but it's like, if you're buying a $200 pair of shoes and you never wear them, it's not like you're gonna make $25,000 off of a 200 pair of shoes if you time it out right, if you're lucky. It's like there's a maximum amount of money you can make off of shoes, and it's not that much.
That's but I mean, not no, true.
It is true though. Like, no. I mean, it is. But the thing is that shoe values don't go up exponentially. It's like you're just going to be getting a certain amount of money. Even if it is like a super, super expensive shoe, you're only going to be getting a certain amount of money, because it's like you have to get in at the ground floor really, really low to make any money, and you'd have to be like tons of advanced knowledge. And at that point, it's like, if shoes are worth that much, then the company's going to know and they're going to charge more for them. Like, if shoes are going to be inflated up to $10,000, in my opinion, I think shoes are going to not make that much money, because if a shoe is valued at $10,000, the companies are going to start charging like $5,000, and then you can only make like $5,000, and if you're really good at shoe investments, in quotation marks, then you can maybe make like a very small amount of money in comparison to like riding the stock market and understanding what how it works.
Well, so the thing is with shoes is how companies don't want to take that risk if they know what they're doing right now is working perfectly fine.
Yeah. Kind of gone on a rant on shoes. I think we need to change it
on
up.
On that bombshell.
Yeah.
You guys ready for an ad break?
Yeah. Yeah, let's take an ad break.
Cool. Hello and welcome back. So, basically, well, we were talking about shoes for quite a while there. What do you want to talk about now? We're going into hot weather. I like fashion, like swim trunks wise. What do you guys do for that? I always like to have like a cool pattern on my swim trunks.
Yeah, swim trunks are the way to express the type of person you are. Like, there's so many different designs of swim trunks, which I don't necessarily understand why, but for some reason, it's the way people express how they feel artistically.
I mean, I guess.
It's somewhat true, though, because I feel like everyone I know has, like, one style of, like, swim gear.
What would you categorize my swim gear style as?
I don't know. I know I literally just search up space swim gear or like swim trunks. And I have this cool NASA one, but like,
I don't care what my swim trunks look like.
Really?
I like to do like patterns. I like kind of obscure patterns, kind of more retro. I like, or like Hawaiian leaf kind of thing. Yeah. That's always a fun thing. I do like the ability to express fashion through like objects like that.
I think the reason why the only thing I care about my swim trunks is that they don't look bad. Well, another thing that I like to wear is colorful shirts.
Oh yeah, I feel like that is something to do. Fashion wise, I like shirts.
Yeah, something so I feel like everyone advertises weird shirts that have a bunch of weird designs, but really everyone just. A lot of people that I know just went plain, like maybe a small design on it or something. But really, it's just they want a color that they want on their shirt. That's like a color that they like. Mm-hmm. They don't want puns. They don't want.
Yeah, I feel like we've covered this with like talking about what kids wear, but maybe talking about like. In general. Well, but that's the thing is, I think it's kind of hard to categorize, like, a t-shirt market just by, like, what some people want. Because a lot of people do want pun shirts. I don't know.
Well, so have you guys seen the hoodies without that have our short-sleeve hoodies?
Snack.
What is happening?
Food.
Oh, no,
food,
we're getting taken over
snack,
by the
snack. Snack, 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 snack. Snack, 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 snack. Welcome to Raisin the Roof, a segment on snacks. Today, I figured I'd like to talk about some snacks. So, yeah. our pun for today is obviously Raisin the Roof. So I thought I'd talk about something that integrates raisins. And today, we're talking about Irish soda bread. I've got this Wikipedia article pulled up if you want to hear about soda bread before I talk about why I like it. Soda bread is a variety of quick bread traditionally made in a variety of cuisines in which sodium bicarbonate, otherwise known as baking soda, or in Ireland bread soda, is used as a leavening agent instead of the traditional yeast. This ends up with kind of like a weird sourish flavor, but you normally will add like some butter and... no, not like, it's like, have you never had it? I normally have it around St. Patrick's Day. It's normally divided into, like, kind of fourths. It's more like cake-y. It's kind of, like, bubbly, and normally they'll use, like, raisins to sweeten it, and then I put, some butter in with it. And since it's divided into fourths, you can put the butter in the, fourths. Section up wise. But yeah, I think if you make it in general, it's a great snack because it's super filling. I like you can do a sweet version with raisins. You can just do like some for dipping into something like to pour over the bread. Yeah, that's my snack for recommendation. I guess snack.
With the kind of expensive, not understanding why people like expensive shoes so much, but I also don't understand why people like gold flakes on pizza, edible gold.
That's just a rich thing. That's just a rich people thing. That's. Like, there's an entire category of things that I categorize in my mind as rich people things, and putting gold on food is one of it. There's no way it can taste good. It's just to flex.
Okay, also, have you guys ever seen rainbow-colored bagels?
Oh, yeah, those don't taste good.
What? I think the it.
I've never had one before. They don't look good. I don't.
It's like sandwich thin and rainbow colored bagels add so much to the taste of a bagel. Bagel.
I honestly cannot physically tell if you're being sarcastic or not because I've never seen or heard of one of these items.
Rainbow bagels? I don't know. It just makes you feel better that you're eating a rainbow colored bagel.
That sounds like some sort of drug.
It is some sort of drug.
Rainbows are drugs?
I mean,
maybe. That's why like leprechauns are at the end of them.
Maybe.
When you see a rainbow fade away, and then you see a leprechaun eating it.
That's
why they have the pot of gold.
Eat the whole entire rainbow. That's why it goes away.
That's why it moves, is because they're like running away with it.
Rainbows are actually full circles. They're not the rainbow shape.
They're like a half circle, actually. And so it's like the rainbow going up, and then there's a flat part at the bottom that, and then at the one of the corners of the flat part is where the pot of gold is.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
So my favorite snack right now is Nutella sticks.
We're still on snacks. Wow. Okay. I don't know Nutella sticks. I just like Nutella.
Yeah, Nutella is honestly kind of fire.
Ultimate, disgusting, no way that it's healthy.
So it's the ultimate disgusting really cheat food. Like, if you're trying to go on a diet,
this is what you eat every day.
You have to cheat for Nutella. Because Nutella is so good. Yeah. Have you guys ever had, like, charcoal ice cream?
No.
Really? Charcoal ice cream is actually really good. Like, if you have the black vanilla, it's literally just vanilla ice cream that's black.
You know what? I really like the ice cream.
Me and colored foods that I just like so much.
Yeah. Anderson loves his black vanilla ice cream. His rainbow bagels. Wait, what's next?
Rainbow bagels.
His pink pizza.
I just searched up weird food trends, and apparently someone is making sandwiches with pickles instead of bread.
What kind of satanic
person has done this?
I can't condone that. Me as a person, I love pickles. Pickles are yummy.
Pickles are amazing.
But bread
in place of a bun?
It's wrong. I can't. So we had a bunch of fun talking today. We, in the future, we're going to probably do less structured topics and more chatting and then different segments, which will be funny and hopefully make sense in the long term of the show. If you want some updates on segments, you can go to our Discord or Patreon. We're going to be doing some updates there about like what's changing. Not much will be changing. It'll be essentially the same podcast, just with less of a structured topic for each episode. But yeah, I think we've had a lot of fun. I'm going to hand it over to Eli to talk about some public relations stuff.
So if you have feedback for us, you can either write it in a review or send us an email. And then if you want to follow us on Instagram, our account is 3GoodGoodBoys. And it will update you guys every time we upload.
Apple Podcasts is telling us that many of you aren't subscribed, so if you enjoy our podcast, please consider subscribing.
Yeah, and generally, I think a good rule of thumb is, if you want to be subscribed, but you realize you aren't, just double check and make sure you are, because it helps us show up more, and we can reach a wider audience, and it's also just kind of fun to see our subscriber count go up. And then if you aren't subscribed for a reason and you're hearing this, please send us an email or leave a review or tell us on the Discord about specifically what we're doing that isn't making you subscribe. And then lastly, in general, we'll have a lot of these links in the description. And yeah, we hope you enjoyed.
So if you feel the need to donate to us so we can get better technology or stuff, equipment is the correct word, just support us at our Patreon.
Okay.
We don't care how much you give us. It's just anything.
It's always appreciated.
Lastly, we'd like to thank our patron, our only patron right now, which honestly, the fact that we have a patron is amazing. Huge shout out to you. It's been a huge deal that we've gotten a patron, and it's really been very motivating to continue doing this. We're glad to see that you are appreciating what we're doing. And then actually, very, very, very last note, thank you a bunch to our patron. And then also, I realized we totally forgot to mention this. We should hopefully, the Thursday of the week that this episode is uploaded, have some sort of YouTube version of our very first episode.
And it should be semi-animated. Hopefully semi-animated. With our new avatars.
Yeah, it should be hopefully semi-animated. It depends on our artist's schedule. But yeah, that should go up the Thursday of the week that this episode was uploaded. And if you enjoy, go there. We'll have it linked in the description. But if you want, you can just go to channel search on YouTube and look up the name of our podcast. It should just be under Three Good Good Boys. Thank you to all of our listeners. We love doing this. And if I'm going to be honest, we love you guys too. Thanks for listening. Bye.